大家好，记得上个礼拜我跟大家分享的是顺服与受苦。
As we talked about last week, is submission,
obedience
and submission.
我们是特别要提到主耶稣基督。
We will specially mention our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天我要跟大家分享福音与救恩。
Today we're going to talk about gospel and salvation.
我们就要开始讲到主耶稣的工作。
We're going to talk about the work of our Lord Jesus.
主要的是要用路加福音第一章跟第二章内容来跟大家分享。
We're going to use the gospel of Luke, first chapter and second chapter to share this word.
在路加福音提到施洗约翰的降生。
In Gospel of Luke, we talk about the birth of the Baptist, John the Baptist.
然后又提到主耶稣基督的降生。
Then we mention the birth of Jesus Christ.
在福音书里面告诉我们，当施洗约翰出来传道的时候呢？
In the four Gospel, when the Baptist, John the Baptist came out and spread the word of God.
施洗约翰的信息，他是说你们要悔改。
His message is repent.
那这个悔改什么意思呢？
What does it mean, repent?
在路加福音第一章十六节，天使对撒迦利亚说。
In the Luke chapter 1, the angel said to Zechariah.
预言施洗约翰的降生。
He talked about the prophesied the birth of John the Baptist.
他说这个孩子将来是要引人归主。
He said to Zechariah, "This boy shall lead people to the Lord."
我们可以从圣经来看，其实悔改不只是承认我们的罪。
We can look from the Bible.Repent is not only just repent from our sin.
悔改其实就是转一个方向。
Repent actually means turn around.
从面向世界转向神。
From turning to the world to the Lord.
这就是悔改真正的意思。
That is the true meaning of repent.
所以施洗约翰预备人心，让人转向神。
John the Baptist prepared the hearts of people to.Turn our hearts to the Lord.
耶稣基督在旷野受试探40天以后，
Jesus was tempted in the desert after 40 days.
他出来传教的时候，他说什么呢？
When he proclaimed the gospel, what does he say?
这在马可福音第一章14-16节，主耶稣说：日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。
In this chapter says that in the fullness of the time you shall return and believe in the gospel.
所以耶稣出来宣教，第一个宣告就是天国近了，你们要悔改，然后第二个你们要信福音。
So his first proclamation is the kingdom is near, you have to return and you believe.
所以他除了说你们要转向归向神以外，他还说你们要信福音。
He said not only that you have to turn to the Lord, but also believe in the gospel.
这是主耶稣第一个宣告。
For this is the first proclamation.
所以我们知道这个宣告在主耶稣心里是非常重要。
So this is very important to Jesus.
所以我们悔改我们知道，但是对福音我们也要更深的认识。
So we all know that we need to repent, but we have to know even more about the gospel.
福音是什么呢？
What is the gospel?
照字面来讲就是好消息。
From the surface, it just say good news.
以我们基督教的术语来说，就是让人得到祝福的消息。
In our world, it just let us receive the blessed message.
就是得到神的祝福。
Receive the blessing of the Lord.
我们打开新约圣经的时候，你就看到有四本福音书：马太、马可、路加、约翰。
In the New Testament, we have Matthew, Mark, and Luke and John.
也许你没有想过，为什么这四本书叫做福音书呢？
Why maybe you have never thought about why are these four books called the Gospel?
这四本福音书都讲到耶稣。
All these books talk about Jesus.
换句话说，讲到耶稣的事情就是福音。
In other words, when we talk about Jesus, it's the gospel.
所以当我们在说福音福音的时候，其实我们的重点是耶稣。
When we say gospel, gospel, the focus is Jesus Christ.
所以对于我们基督徒来说，我们的信仰很重要的一部分，我们要认识耶稣，越多越好。
So for us, for the Christian, the more we know about Jesus, the better off we are.
那当然我们知道，福音带来的是什么呢？
Of course, we know what does the gospel brings.
福音带来的就是拯救。
The gospel brings salvation.
福音带来好处，最重要的就是我们得到拯救。
The benefit of gospel is that we are saved.
这个拯救最重要的就是耶稣。
The center of our salvation is Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣带来好消息，也带来救恩。
So Jesus brings the good news. Jesus brings the salvation.
所以今天我们讲题目福音跟救恩，其实我们就是要讲耶稣。
Today the topic is gospel and salvation. We are going to talk about Jesus.
你是基督徒，我们都听了福音，也相信了。
You and I are Christian. We are the one that heard the gospel and we believe.
但是，假如我问你说，福音是什么呢？
But if I ask you, what is the gospel?
我相信我问十个人，大概有九个答案。
We're going to have 9 different answers.
当然，不是说要有标准答案，但是每个人的理解都不太一样。
Because our understanding of gospel is different, so our answer will be different.
但是我可以告诉大家，这个福音在我们信仰是很重要的。
So the gospel in our belief, in our faith, is the most important.
我们领受了。
We received it.
我们也要传讲。
We shall proclaim it.
让别人也接受。
So that other people can receive it as well.
这个也是为什么我跟齐英，我们去台湾要传福音的原因。
That is why me and 齐英 going to Taiwan to share the gospel.
其实我们去台湾很简单。
For us to go to Taiwan is easy.
我们就是要尽量把福音传开来。
Our goal is to spread the gospel.
让没有听过人听福音。
Let those who have never heard it.
那听过不明白的，让他们清楚。
Let those who heard it but they don't understand and make them understand.
我的目标就是到这里为止。
That is my goal.
所以我们去那边教人家怎么布道。
So we go there and teach other people.
让他们知道怎么样向别人讲福音。
And let them know how to let tell people about the gospel.
那接下去你问说，那跟进呢？那怎么办呢？跟进。
什么叫跟进？
保罗啊。
哦哦哦。
对。跟进，我们要跟当地的教会合作。
Okay, in order to follow up, we shall work together with the churches.
我们的目标，把福音传开来，把人带进教会。
Our goal is to spread the gospel, bring people to the church.
所以我们不是去台湾建立教会。
We're not there going there to build another church.
我们的想法就是要用最快、尽量的把福音传遍。
My thinking is use the best method to spread the gospel in the shortest way.
所以除了我们在做以外，我们也邀请弟兄姐妹一起做。
Not only we are doing it, we also invite every one of us to be.
这个等一下下一个小时的时候，我会跟大家仔细再分享。
So the next hour we will share that with you.
Next. 现在我们回来看福音。
Let us look at the gospel.
对福音跟救恩，我们要有几个认识。
How do we understand the gospel and the salvation?
第一，福音对我们个人来讲，它的果效或者效果在哪里？
From personal point of view, what is the effect of the gospel?
当圣经讲得很清楚，福音的果效在我们的心。
The Bible tells us the effect of the gospel is reside within us, in our heart.
我们领受福音，就是我们的心接受了福音。
We receive the gospel means that we receive the gospel into our heart.
当圣经讲得很简单，但是你仔细去想的时候呢？
When we think about this,
你的心完全接受了福音以后，
When your heart received the gospel completely.
这是我们讲的第一点，你的心，整个身体就要有回应。
The whole body, the whole person shall have some kind of respond to the gospel.
对于福音的回应是整个人的全面性的。
The response to the gospel should be the whole person.
这个才是福音的果效。
That is the complete effect of the gospel.
有些人他们对一个基督徒他们的了解，他说你要相信这个相信那个，是支离破碎的一些想法。
Some Christians believe this, believe that, but that is not a complete gospel.
比如说第一点，光是理性的相信是不够的。
For instance, it's only believe in your logical mind.
甚至你相信耶稣是神也是不够的。
If you only believe that Jesus is God, it's still not enough.
因为魔鬼也相信。
Because the devil also believe that.
那哲学家他们是用非常冷静有理智的来研究耶稣。
The philosopher used a very calm way and analyzed Jesus.
这个也不够。
That is not enough.
以前的在这个第一世纪的时候的那个Gnostic 那种就是光是讲理性的那种信仰是不够。
So in the first century, the Gnostic, their belief is just logically knowing.
不是说我们不需要理性，需要。
It's not that we are not only we don't need reasoning.
当我们看保罗的书信的时候，我们常常被他理性智慧的言语所折服。
When we read the gospel that written by Paul, we know that his reasoning and his wisdom.
所以在知识分子当中对保罗书信特别有反应。
Has a great impact on believers.
理性的了解是必须的，但是不够。
Reasoning is enough. It is not enough, but it's necessary.
但这不是说你就不要去读，也不要去思想，不是的。
This does not mean that you don't read nor to debate or argue.
需要理性，但是不够。
We need the reasoning, but that is not enough.
很多各位受过高等教育的人常常从这个角度去研究我们的信仰。
For those of us that are intellect, you should cut through the gospel.
当然很可惜，很可惜，我以前有一个朋友在北泽西，我认识他有差不多30多年。
It's unfortunate, I know a person in North Jersey over 30 years.
是一个物理学的教授。
He's a physics professor.
每个礼拜都来教会。
Every week he come to church.
很喜欢讨论圣经。
He like to talk about the Bible.
但30多年到现在还没有信。
But even over 30 years he has not.
很多人替他祷告还是没有信。
Many people pray for him.
所以理性是不够。
Reasoning is not enough.
在这位朋友身上，福音的果效没有完全彰显。
And in this person, the effect of the gospel has not been displayed.
福音的果效不是只有在感觉上而已。
The second point is the effect of the gospel is not just how you feel.
有人非常感性，很容易冲动。
Some people are very emotional.
但是不能维持太久。
But that does not last.
当你感动过去，你所听到的就不见了。
When you have the emotion, then the emotion die down, and then what you believe does not there.
我在台湾的时候也去，不是参加，参观过一些教会。
When I'm in Taiwan, I have observed some churches.
台湾的教会相对来讲比较是灵恩。
A lot of them are the charismatic churches.
一个比较激烈的教会，我去参加的时候，在唱诗的时候呢。
One of the churches when they were worshiping, singing a song.
我以为我好像走到一个音乐会一样。
It makes me feel like I'm going walk into a concert or some sort.
在台上的人带诗的，就好像一个歌星在表演。
And those that lead the song is like a performance.
那台下的会众们的反应就好像音乐会的会众一样。
the general public that responded.
假使你们
in the concert,
你们不知道我在讲什么，你看电视，像昨天前天庆祝这个美国国庆日的时候，电视有一些表演。
Just like some of the performance on July 4th.
他们请了很有名的歌星在台上唱歌。
They invite the famous singer.
哦，台上那些人的反应就是那种样子。
And those people that responded, just like that.
非常的感性。
It's very emotional.
又动又摇，哇，又跟着唱。
They move along with the song.
他们是完全的投入。
They get themselves.Truly involved in worship.
他们的感情得到释放。
Their emotion was released.
但你回家以后，你又不是不能这样过日子啊。
But when you go return home, you cannot live that way.
所以我们只是感性也不够。
So only emotion is not enough.
那我们怎么样子来把这些都合在一起呢？
How can we combine all these?
要用我们的意志。
We must use our will
和行为
and our action.
有意志和行为才是全面性
with our will and followed by action is the complete.
我们对福音的反应怎么样子用意志来表现呢？
How can we respond the gospel with our will?
就像我们刚刚所念的经文玛利亚的那种表现。
Just like the one we just read, the response of Mary.
天使对他说预言耶稣的降生以后。
The angel told her about the birth of Jesus.
虽然觉得不可能。
Even though she does not understand it's impossible.
但他决定，他说我愿照主的吩咐去做。
But she said to the angel, let it be to me according to your word.
他不明白，但是他愿意，这个就是意志。然后呢，他就怀胎，然后生了这个孩子，完完全全照天使的吩咐去做。这就是行为。
That is the accompanied by the action.
所以我们相信福音以后。你要有一个意志，相信这个福音是对的，我愿意照着福音去做。
So when we believe the gospel, we also have to have a will that we will follow what the gospel says.
所以意志接受了以后，你有的行为就表示什么呢？表示你的人都改变。
So when you receive the gospel and then follow it with the action, that means you are totally transformed.
所以有时候我在想，中国大陆的基督徒他们其实所讲的也是有道理。
So the Christian in mainland China, what they say is has some reason, so has some merit to it.
在早期的中国教会里面，他认为一个人相信了耶稣以后，他一定要把过去的坏习惯全部都改掉。
So in early churches in China.He said, anybody believe in Jesus, he must change their bad behavior.
假使这个人继续抽烟喝酒，他认为他不是真的是基督徒。
So he saw their bad habit has not changed. That means they are not true Christians.
圣经没有这样告诉我们，圣经没有说不能喝酒，不能抽烟。
Even though our gospel did not mention, do not drink, do not smoke.
但是他们其实讲的是要有改变。
What they emphasize is they need to change.
改变不是像就是说那么表面化，而是你要从内心所化出来的。
The change should not just be outside behavior, but also change come from your heart.
譬如说，我们人最难克服的就是贪心。
So for instance, the hardest thing for us to overcome is greed.
贪心是神最不喜欢的。
Greed is not pleasing to the Lord.
在圣经里把贪心等同于这个就是不顺服。
Okay. In the Bible, it equates greed to disobedience.
或者是等同于拜偶像。
Equivalent to worshiping the idols.
人的贪心会引导有些人譬如说去赌博。
The greed can cause us to gamble.
在以前的中国，赌博这是一个很平常的现象。
In the old days, gambling is popular.
但是你假使听了福音以后，你要所改变的话。
But after you receive the gospel, you need to change.
不是说你不能去赌博，或者是你要戒掉赌博。
It's not that you have to forsake gambling.
而是你因为明白这是圣经的教导，这是神不喜欢的事，你就不做。
It should be coming from this is the teaching of the Lord, so that we will not do it anymore.
假使有这种改变的话，不只是赌博，其他神不喜欢的事你都不做。
So if we have this kind of attitude that anything that's not pleasing to the Lord, we will not do it.
所以这个就是一种内心全然的改变。
That is the complete change from your heart.
你一直改变。一个、两个、三个，甚至十个不同过去的坏习惯还是不够的。
If you change one to even ten of the bad habits, it's still not enough.
所以要有全然的果效。
In order to have the complete effect.
我们从路加福音稍微来复习一下第一章跟第二章，复习一下哈，这个福音的果效表现在哪些人身上
？Let's review from chapter 1 and 2 of Luke.The effect of those gospels.
第一个我们刚刚看的是玛利亚。
The first person is Maria, Mary.
天使向玛利亚传讲。
When the angel said to Mary.
神要在她身上行出奇妙的作为。
The Lord will do great things upon her.
那她就感动，她唱出一段叫做这个尊主颂这样的一段这个歌出来。
So he was touched, she was touched by the Holy Spirit and sing, then my soul magnified the Lord.
这是在路加福音第一章里面记载的。
Luke chapter 1.
那它的重点就是我心尊主为大。
My soul, 我心尊主为大 my soul magnified the Lord.
Yeah. 玛利亚的反应，她把她的心全部交出来，尊主为大。
The effect, the response of Mary is, "My soul magnified the Lord."
玛利亚这个改变，不只是那时候，而是她一生一直到她死，她都完全顺服神。
The entire change of Mary is not just that moment, for the rest of her life.
第二个就是撒加利亚，我们说那施洗约翰的父亲。
The second example is Zechariah.
也是在路加福音第一章，他也做了一首诗，叫做。我主颂我的主，他称赞我的主。
He also sing a song that I will exalt my Lord.
第三个例子在路加福音第二章，当牧羊人听到天使的宣讲以后，他们也怎么样唱出一个叫荣耀归主的颂歌。
The second chapter, the shepherds when they heard the gospel, they sing the glory to the highest.
这歌我每年圣诞节都要唱。
This song we sing every Christmas.
第四个在路加福音后面有一个叫西面先知。
The fourth one example is 西面。
他也唱出一个叫西面颂，这四个都在路加福音里面提到的。
And in those four examples were mentioned in the Gospel of Luke.
他们听到耶稣要降生，听到耶稣要降生以后带来的救恩，他们心里面就感谢神。
When they heard that the Savior will be born, when they heard that Jesus is coming, so their heart was touched.
所以他们很自然的，他们就唱出这四首颂歌出来。
Out of their heart, they sing those worship songs.
好，现在我们来做一个试验哈。
Let us experiment among ourselves.
我们庆祝了很多次的圣诞节。
We have celebrated many Christmas.
你听到了好多讲道。
We have heard many gospels.
我们也明白耶稣基督道成肉身给我们带来救恩。
We also heard the Word had became flesh and bring us the gospel.
那我问大家就是说
，I'm going to ask you.
当每次圣诞节你们听到这么多耶稣道成肉身的故事以后，有没有一次你心里自然而然的发出赞美神的这种反应？
When during Christmas season you heard so many songs about the Lord Jesus became flesh, do you have a worship and praising reaction?
我不需要大家的回答。
We don't need you to raise your hand.
但是这是一个很 严肃的一个问题。
But that is a question we need to ask ourselves.
这个牵扯到我们对我们的信仰是怎么样子来看待。
It involves how we look at the gospel, how we look at our faith.
我们对耶稣还有对神的认识。
The understanding of Jesus and the Lord is important to us.
也许我们常常要被提醒。
So many times I think maybe we need to be reminded.
我们是被拯救。
We are saved.
不是因为我们是怎么样，而是神救了我们。
It is not because of who we are, it is God save us.
我们刚刚念的这个经文里有一段说，出于神的话没有一句不带能力的。
For it is out the word of God, none of it is without power.
玛利亚就相信天使对她所说的，她说每一句都是真的。
Mary believed in the gospel, in the, what the angel said to her.
她心里是真的相信了。
In deep in her heart, she truly believed.
所以她才能够顺服。
So that she can submit to it.
继续上个礼拜说了，我们说耶稣顺服，所以我们也要顺服。
Continue with last week's sermon. Jesus was submitting to the Father.
但是严格
so we also need to submit.
但严格来问的话，你只要是没有内心100%的相信，是不可能顺服。
So.Strictly speaking, if in our heart we don't have 100%, 100% belief, we will not be able to submit.
所以对于福音的果效在我们自己身上哈，我们可以反省，到底我是不是完全产生了这些福音的果效，理性、感觉还有意志行为。
So we should meditate on.The effect of the gospel, does that impact our reasoning, impact our emotion, impact our will, and impact our action?
第二部分我们来讲救恩。
Second part, we talk about salvation.
一直人都把拯救的这个救恩哈，没有把这个救恩的果效归给神。
Most of the time, mankind did not did not give glory to the Lord for the salvation.
一直到今天，还有人一直在问说：“我要做什么，我才可以得到拯救？”
Many of us ask, "What should we do in order to be saved?"
强调人的努力、能力和组织。
This emphasizes on man's effort and man's organization.
没有提到神的作为。
It did not mention the work of God.
就好像神在那里等。
As if God is waiting there.
哪一天我感动，我悔改了，哎，那神就来救我了。
One day that I was touched and then I returned and then God saved me.
是不是这样子？
Is that the right way?
好像我们是主动的，神是被动的。
As if we were the one initiate, God is passive.
好像我们救恩要去赢取过来的。
As if we have to earn our salvation.
是不是这样子？
Is that right?
圣经不是这样告诉我们。
The Bible did not teach us this.
这种想法，因为现在活在一个叫后现代主义的这个时代。
So we live in the postmodern society.
在这个时代里，认为一切人都可以做得到。
We have this kind of belief that we can do all things.
我们要尽量去发挥人的潜能。
We have to develop the potential of a person.
甚至有些人提倡，当你努力去做的时候，有一天你也可以变成神了。
Even some people say, one day you work hard enough, you become God.
这个不是只是在非基督徒当中，在基督徒里面有人这样说的。
This is not just among the non-believer. It's even among the believers have this kind of thoughts.
但是这种说法非常迎合现代人的想法。
Because this kind of thinking is really pleasing to people.
现在美国发生的事情正是在这一点上面在讨论。
In the United States, we saw so many things evented unfolding. It's talking about this postmodern thinking.
像现在发生的很多事情都是讲到每一个人的自由。
They talk about the freedom of a person.
认为政府来调查、来研究我们个人的，譬如说你的 电话记录啊，你的上网记录等等，侵害到了个人自由。
For instance, if the government, federal government, screening your phone calls, screening your email, it's invading your privacy.
我们不说谁对谁错。
We're not saying who's right, who's wrong.
但现在的人就是很注重自己。
So, to the point is that this time the people are emphasis on their own right.
当有人侵犯到你自由、你的自己的叫做隐私的时候，哎，他们就很不高兴。
When your privacy is being touched, they're not happy.
当然，我们不讨论这个自由，对不对？
We'll not talk about the right or wrong of this privacy issue.
但是后现代主义人就是活在这样子的情况当中。
But、that's a reflection of postmodern age people's mindset.
但是这一种态度，当用到信仰的时候，就产生了问题。
When we use this kind of mindset.In our gospel, there is a big problem.
因为人，不管你再怎么样做，还是人。
Because how well we do as a person, we are still a person.
人不能变成神。
We cannot become God.
人也不能够完全明白神的事情。
We cannot fully understand God and His word.
有些虽然很多人是尝试的这样子，但是从这是不可能的事。
Even though many of us try and attempt to understand God, but it is impossible to fully understand God.
这一点在圣经里就讲得很清楚。
In the Bible, clearly tell us.
旧约里面，当神拣选亚伯拉罕的时候
，In the Old Testament, when God chose Abraham,
神要亚伯拉罕这样做、那样做、那样做等等。
He told Abraham to go this, do that.
不用讨论。
There's no argument, no discussion.
亚伯拉罕只要那样照着神的话去做。
Abraham, all he has to do is do it according to his word.
神的各样的应许就赐了给他。
All the blessing of the Lord was upon him.
也可以，你可以说，从亚伯拉罕身上，神建立了以色列这个民族。
From Abraham, God established the tribe of Israel.
这个在我们现在人看起来，这个是一个好像是神话的故事一样。
They almost like a 神话故事。
Mythical.
It's almost like a miracle.
Mythical story.
Mythical story.
我们再回过头来看的话，施洗约翰的降生跟耶稣基督降生也是像神迹一样。
Because we know the birth of John the Baptist and Jesus Christ is miracle.
我举这些例子就告诉各位，事情的发生是神的作为。
The reason I use those examples, the things happen is God's work.
不是我们人可以想象。
It's not our imagination.
再接下来一点，就救恩是超自然的。
Salvation is supernatural.
没有办法用科学方法来解释。
We cannot use scientific way to explain.
所以现在很多人用科学方法去研究圣经。
A lot of us use scientific way to understand the Bible.
但后来研究出来结果，常常跟圣经不一样。
The end result is totally different than.
当人用自己的方法想要来完全认识神、了解圣经的时候，常常就走入了这个偏路。
When men try to understand God using their own way, they will be led astray.
耶稣在圣经里所做的这些神迹，譬如说。他胜过这个狂风暴雨，制服魔鬼，医治疾病，胜过死亡，这些都是超自然的现象。
Because in the gospel, Jesus calmed the storm, defeated the devil, raised the dead. These are all supernatural things.
这些现象到现在都没有办法用科学方法来解释。
All these things cannot be explained with scientific ways.
这些是神的作为。
Because this is the work of the Lord.
这是超自然的现象。
It's supernatural.
所以福音本身就是超自然。
Gospel is supernatural.
你们各位想想，每一个人自己得救的经验。
Let us reflect the day that we were saved.
是不是觉得好像有点不可思议？
Is it kind of hard to believe?
我自己就是这样子。
I myself is like.
我看到下面有人在点头。
I see a lot of people nodding their heads.
他说：“像我这样顽固的人，现在居然信了耶稣。
”A stubborn man like me now believe in God.
过去好像不敢想象。
It's hard to think that way.
但是这个超自然现象只有神可以做得到。
Only the supernatural power.
你可以说我们每一个人在座每一个人相信了耶稣，信了福音，都是一个神迹。
So every one of us believe in God.
大小不同，但都是神的作为。
Big or small, it is God's work.
其实你想一想，你分析就很容易，就明白。
So when we think back and we analyze and we realize that is the case.
你这一生所走过的路，走到今天，你想一想，是不是神给你的安排，神给你的作为
？So your whole journey of your life.
要不然你今天
isn't that God's arrangement?
要不然你今天就不会坐在这里了。
Otherwise, you wouldn't be sitting in this chapel.
智慧的神早就安排好了所有的这一切。
God of all wisdom has arranged all these for us.
这没有办法解释。
We cannot explain.
所以福音是神的大能。
So the Bible said, gospel is the power of God.
我们去传福音。
We go and proclaim the gospel.
去的时候我们是完全不知道到底会成功还是失败的。
When we go, we don't know whether we're going to succeed or fail.
但是我们是相信这样子。
But we believe this.
神假使要拯救一个人的话，
If God want to save that person,
他就会使用我们。
He will use each one of us.
使用我们去传福音。
Use us to preach the gospel.
那一个听的人能够信，不是因为我们，是因为神拣选了他。
When the person heard the gospel and believed, it's not because of us. It is because God had chosen them.
等一下，我跟大家分享，在台湾。我们相信神已经拣选了很多人。
Later on, I'm going to share with you in Taiwan, God has chosen many, many people.
这很明显的。
That is obvious.
这是从数目上来告诉大家。
From the numbers that we want to
share. 这些人神拣选的就等着我们去传福音。
Those God's chosen people are waiting for us to tell them the good news.
就像圣经形容的庄稼已经熟了一样、
like、said,
但是要有人去收割
Harvest is plentiful. We need laborers.
神把收割的祝福交托给我们
God gave us the blessing of harvesting.
所以神不是不能做但是神要跟我们分享这些祝福
It's not that God cannot do it himself but he wants to share his blessing with us.
所以我们当想到福音的时候
when we think about gospel,
我们要把它想成是一个神要祝福我们的一个管道
we must think that gospel is the way that the Lord will bless us
不要把它想成一个负担
don't think it as a burden
不得不去做
have to do it
然后又做得不心不甘情不愿
and do it unwillingly
然后呢好像讲得结结巴巴的
And then we are not able to speak fluently.
那听的人当然就没有感动。
When those people heard us sharing like that, those people would not be touched.
不是的。
It's not that way.
圣经说你去的时候你就不要想你要讲什么你就去。
When you go, just go. We don't have to prepare.
交托给神。
And trust it unto the Lord.
让圣灵来掌管。
Let the Holy Spirit control you.
到时候神动工，你讲什么，那个人都信什么。
When the Holy Spirit work move among us, whatever you say, the person will
receive. 我自己有很多这种经验。
I personally have that kind of experience.
希望你们也同样这种经验。
I also hope that you will have that kind of experience.
有时候我跟一个人谈，传道的时候。
Sometimes when I share the gospel with the person.
讲完了以后，这个人居然信了。
And this person decided to believe.
我见这个人之后，我一看，这个人都不太像可能信的样子。
When I saw that person, I thought this person is impossible.
但是既然开始了，就跟他讲。
But since I started, I'm just going to keep on telling.
所以这样的经历，假使你多做，你就会经历到。
When you do this often, you will experience that kind of experience.
对，这是一个很喜乐的事情。
That is a very joyful thing.
希望各位，我们要注意传福音。
So we hope and everybody of us, every one of us should focus on proclaiming the gospel.
好，最后跟大家分享，我们不能够完全明白救恩是怎么一回事。
We cannot fully understand what salvation is truly it, what salvation truly is.
我们也不能够完全明白圣经所讲的每一句话。
We cannot fully understand every word from the Bible.
因为那是神的话。
Because it is God's word.
神的话我们只能用信心来领会。
God's word we can only receive it by faith.
现在不懂，我们就先放下来。
Even though we don't understand, we can set it aside.
但是这个动力是因为你是相信神。
The motivation is we believe in God.
你相信耶稣所做的。
We believe what Jesus has done.
你只要这样相信就够了。
Oh, that's all you have to believe.
神不需要我们完全去明白他的作为。
The Lord did not expect us to fully understand His work.
这个也是跟我上礼拜所讲顺服是有连带关系的。
This is in connection to obedience.
小孩子要顺服父母。
Children need to obey the parents.
不是因为他完全明白他的父母在做些什么。
The children may not understand what the parents do.
而是因为他是父母的儿女。
Just because they were children of the parents.
他就选择相信父母。
Children choose to believe.
他就顺服。
And they obey.
我们是大人，但是在神的眼光里，我们其实都是小孩子。
Even though we are adults, in the eyes of the Lord, we are all like children.
所以我们也要选择像孩子一样顺服。
We need to have the child's faith and childlike obedience.
这个就是福音，就是救恩。
That is the gospel. That is the salvation.
再强调一次，出于神的话，没有一句不带能力的。
The word from the Lord, and none of it is without power.
你听了神的话，你就是听到了福音呢。
When you heard the word of God, you have heard the gospel.
你相信了神的话。哎，你就得到拯救了。
When you receive and believe God's word, and you got salvation.
所以其实很简单。
It is really simple.
因为这是出于神的话。
For this is out of the word of God.
玛利亚给了我们这个美好的例子。
Mary gave us an example.
我们这样相信的时候，你就会有改变。
When we truly believe it in this way, we will be changed.
你就会得到福音完全的果效。
And you will receive the complete effect of the gospel.
你就会去传福音。
And you will go and preach the gospel.
因为这是一个真正的好的消息。
For this is truly a good news.
各位，假使你心里面没有传福音的动力的话。
So even though we may not have that power to preach the gospel.
那可能你还不认为这个福音是真正的好。
So it may be reflecting that we do not truly believe that the gospel is so good.
我们都会把好的东西告诉我们的朋友。
We will always naturally tell the good things to other people.
什么地方买东西便宜，什么地方有好东西，我们都会讲的。因为你觉得那是好的。
Because you believe it is truly good.
这个福音假使真的好。你就会自动的去讲。
If this gospel that we believe is truly good to you, you will naturally proclaim.
所以各位，我们要仔细再去回想福音到底是什么。
So let us truly meditate on what is the gospel.
好在哪里
？How good it is.
我怎么样去享受
？How do I enjoy the gospel?
以至于我可以告诉别人。
To the point that I'm willing to tell people.
这个信息在今天这个时代其实是很需要的。
This is a very needed, much needed message.
不只在美国，在中国、台湾都是很需要。
Not only in United States.
当现在的人，
Taiwan and China.
现在人追求的其实不是不信，而是选择自己要信什么。
In today's world, people choose what they want to see.
他们自己选择要信什么。
They choose what they want to believe.
这很可惜的。
This is really sad.
他们常常选的是错的。
They choose the wrong thing to believe.
圣经告诉我们，只有我们的神才是一切真理。
The Bible tells us only our God is the truth.
他的话才是我们要相信。
His word is what we need to believe.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主耶稣基督。
Dear Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ,
我们谢谢你来到我们人间
Thank you for becoming
为我们成就了救恩 给我们
带来了
盼望。主，愿你继续恩待我们，在我们的信仰上能够继续跟着我们主耶稣基督。我们相信福音的果效，为我们整个人来接受来领受。求主引导我们不要走偏路。
Help us not to go astray.
我们要眼目定睛在耶稣基督身上。
Help us to focus our eyes on Jesus.
相信神的话语。
Believe God's word.
让我们享受福音所带来的果效。
So that we may enjoy the benefit of the gospel.
这样祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.